This is Earth and Sky. You've probably seen a sandstorm in Iraq on television, blowing clouds of stinging sand and dust.
Dust from that very storm might be in the clouds above you right now. During a sandstorm, the heavier sand particles stay pretty close to the ground, but the lighter particles can get lifted much higher. High enough, in fact, to get swept away by strong wind currents in the upper atmosphere. Until recently, scientists weren't aware of just how far that dust travels. Ken Sasson is an atmospheric scientist at the University of Alaska in Fairbanks.
Back in the late 60s, people were thinking that they were observing Asian dust in Hawaii. But it wasn't until probably the last 5 years that we've recognized, using satellites and ground-based remote sensors and airplanes, that an Asian dust storm will make it all the way to the east coast of America.
So sandstorms can be truly global, and scientists believe that the frequency of sandstorms is increasing in a way that might be linked to human population growth and activity. Sasson is now looking at the effect of dust on clouds.
And atmospheric dust might affect climate. It's known that dust absorbs solar energy, which heats the atmosphere, but dust also reflects sunlight, so might cause a little cooling at Earth's surface. Our thanks to the National Science Foundation, where discoveries begin. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.